got the structure right, I mean, it's worth at least $60,000.
Agreed.
$61,000.
Sure.
If you're moving the land backwards, I can see it.
I will promise you that your property out there is worth well more than what she's got in it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So, but because they haven't hit you guys out there yet, do you want to make a motion to put him back at his value that he was last year until next assessment cycle, of course, and to change his classification to 50-50?
I would make that motion.
Is it just on the land or land and structure? Because
are you talking about our classification?
Right. You're saying you're going back to last year, but you were doing that based on the land. The structure, it went up minimally, but it is...
We're not changing the value of the structure. We're just...
Just the land.
We're okay. We will reduce... I don't know what that total will be. It's going to be roughly what it was last year, maybe a few dollars, a thousand more or something.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be $13,450 on the land.
I would make a motion to reduce the land value to $13,450 for this assessment cycle, and a motion to classify the property as 50-50 mixed use.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Was that what the land was valued last year?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And again, the values are more than that out there. There's mm-hmm. no question. Okay. But in any event, that's the motion to drop it to $13,450 and to classify it as 50-50.
Second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
One other question?
Yes, sir.
So did the valuation of the building go up?
Slightly.
It went up to $60,689, and the year before the value of the building was
$58,760.
So
yeah,
which is in line
slightly,
with
yeah.
the market. Which,
you can't find that information anymore.
I think that they are. It's my understanding that the assessor's office is trying to make it so that the public has a lot more access to those
values. Yeah, if you go to Beacon right now and you bring up this person's name, the report comes up, and at the bottom now it says, look at your PRC. And he can go push that button, and it'll show his sketch and what we've got him down for.
Okay.
So then he could see, I mean, just let's just pretend. Let's say this was a building with an elevator, and... We added an elevator, and he says, I don't have one. Well, he would know that and could tell us to correct that.
Okay.
So can you tell me one more time again, the land is $13,000?
Yeah, it's the same value as last year.
$13,450. And your structure is $60,689.
Okay. It went up a little bit, but frankly, values all over the county have. Okay, you will get a decision. If you don't like the decision, you can also go to the State Tax Commission if you wish, but hopefully we give you
pretty... So from what I gather, it's going to go back to what last year was, except it went up from $2,000
on the structure. But that's not the tax you pay, that's the appraised
value. That's the
appraised
value. You
that's not a few thousand dollars on your taxes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make.
I understand
yeah.
that. Of that, you're going to do the structure 50% business and 50%. So one's going to be.
No. Correct. Yes. We you have brought in the evidence and
correct.
We've agreed with you. Okay.
Correct.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good day.
We appreciate you coming in.
Can you do my favors?
That's up
no.
to you. We don't need them.
Okay.
Oh. That's fine. I guess I don't have them. David, do you have
I think I gave all mine back to
okay.
through.
All right.
So.
Thanks.
All right. Now, I've got...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Just to clarify on that motion, we're going to put his land...
Reduce the appraised value of the land down to $13,450.
And then the structure is going to be class of 50-50.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to... This note that you give me about the amended nightly rental decision, I do need to reword that I don't think that says exactly what we said, but I'll reword that when I get to it.
Yes, Stephanie sent that, put that in there for you.
Okay, yes.
She wanted you to look at over and let her know.
All right, it looks like that we have to call 299, which is the one that Susan wanted to stay out of. Do you want to have somebody else come down here for that? I mean, well, I guess we can do it if needed.
She's marked everything, and so, I mean, all I'm going to say to you is they have one in the county. It's a nightly rental, and she's marked valuation.
Okay.
And I don't think I need to say anything else. I'm sticking with my value, that's all.
Did the value go up on the property?
I don't think so.
From last year?
I can bring them up and look. Okay, so 2022, the value was $148,757.
Well, then it looks
so
like
it went down.
It went down by $500 from last year.
Yeah, $148,260.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Your call cannot be completed.
Not fast enough, David. Is this Ken? Ken?
Yes.
This is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Ken, is now a good time?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Ken, I am assuming that this is a nightly rental property in Taney County. I was going to give you some information, and maybe we can get this one resolved pretty quick. Is this the only property you guys have in Taney County? Okay, and you use it for both nightly rental and for personal use, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. You've checked several boxes here, but I just want to make sure basically what you're concerned about is the classification because you received a card that said 100.
No. Was it 100? And also did the value go up from last year to...
It actually went down. That's what we're just looking at. It actually went down slightly, so that's why we were confused by the valuation. Last year's valuation was 148, 8 or 9 something, and this year it's 148,260. So it actually went down slightly for some reason.
Okay.
All right, and I think that your value out there in that area is consistent with other properties, but. Regardless, I just want to make sure if there, what we've been doing on these nightly rental properties, if you just have one in Taney County, we've been giving people a break, and we basically say that you get 25% commercial, 75% residential as a mixed-use classification because it's also being used for generation of income. So that's to be consistent. That's probably what we're going to do with it unless you've got something different. But does that sound reasonable to you?
In the ballpark we had,
okay.
That paperwork I sent last year was 27%.
All right.
And this year we're at like 21, so it's going down a little bit. So I guess 25 is not a terrible comp. I mean, I doubt it'll be quite that much, but
well,
in the ballpark probably.
That's consistent with what our decision was a few years ago on these nightly rentals, but we do know that a lot of people have reported that their income from the properties has gone down just because there's so much competition at this point. So,
right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, but it would be 25% commercial, 75% residential. So as to your valuation and discrimination that you marked on here, I just need to make sure and address all of them. You can withdraw those two, and then we can just do the classification change, or we can, you know, make a ruling on valuation and discrimination, but I didn't know if you want what you wanted to do on that.
No, I must have read that wrong. I thought it had gone like almost half of the end or something. I don't know where I got that from, but
It shows a value of 148,260. And that's okay. So so you're withdrawing the
but real quick on that. So on the valuation, so I have this 22 thing that says total valuation 33,100.
That may just be for the property, maybe, or are you talking about the tax bill?
I think that, I mean, is that the assessment or whatever, how you guys do that or something?
That's the,
but anyway.
That's well, probably the assessed value, yeah.
Assessed value, but now it says the assessed value, I thought, is now at 47,000.
If they changed it, if it was changed to 100% commercial, then it would be that. But
oh, that's what the reason for that was.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But we're certain that the value has not. It was.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Susan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. As to valuation, and discrimination, you're withdrawing those. Those appeals, and that you want us to do a ruling on the classification. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 299 that we change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. You'll get a decision in the mail, and thank you for owning Nittany County.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Have a good one.
All right. I think that takes care of everything in front of the Tanglewood properties, and so we're on down to
376 on the front page.
Arvida.
Oh, no, it was a change to teleconference. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had markings on here, so I thought it'd done. All right, we need to call them, too. Is that also, do we have any knowledge that there's any other properties owned by these people in Dana County?
Well, that's the Grandview Inn and Suites.
Oh, that's the Grandview Inn. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a nightly rental. No. Yeah, I would say so for the value on there. Number 376.
Well, actually, they're selling at Chateau Cove for $2 million now.
Yeah. I guess that's true. This is strictly a valuation. They say there's a purchase price of 1.7, and you've got it valued at 1.756.
Correct.
And the purchase price was on January of 22. Do you have a sales letter of any kind or anything? Based on that letter, assuming we can... I don't know if I have a sales letter or anything. I don't see anything. Do you have any way to verify?
Let me see.
I mean, assuming they have a sales letter, that would make a difference of $56,000.
Yeah, I'm looking in my stuff to see if we have anything.
I don't see anything in the file peer.
Yeah, and I didn't get the email. I never got it.
It is a... 79-room hotel.
What is it?
A 79-room hotel.
Okay, I think, let me look at my other note here.
I mean, unless this 1.7 was at some sort of tax sale or something, I mean...
So, the thing you can look at, 79 units, it's built in 1993, has 1.46 acres. Serenity Inn, we know, sold for 1,700,000,
mm-hmm.
And they had, it was also built in 1993, and they're on 2.9 acres.
They have a...
And they're disputing value.
Yeah, it says value. I don't know. They may have just do this as a matter of course, so let me contact them.
Didn't come to me first at all. Nothing.
Yeah, they've got their value right up there.
They didn't give an opinion of market value, but they do have a purchase.